Welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Dr. Randy here, along with our team. Seasons keep coming and going, don't they? It just seems like we just finished eating the turkey during the Thanksgiving season, wrapping the gifts for the Christmas season, and celebrating the New Year season. And here we are in the season of Valentine's. Wow. St. Valentine's. I checked. He was a third century. I don't know much about him. He was a third century Christian martyr who apparently we associate with love and sacrifice. When you think about, I was asking the team here, what is a Valentine? It's being someone's Valentine means being the chosen recipient of affection.
Wow.
And love. Remember when we were kids? We were just talking about that. When we were kids, we would, in second grade, third grade, you bring your little Valentine and you pass out the little candies and the little things. I thought, well, I don't want to do that, Mom. Okay, you got to do it. So anyway. But with this season of Valentine's, I'm thinking about our marriage, thinking about our relationship. And I know some of you, this is not a time to celebrate your marriage. Things aren't going all that well. You're struggling. And I'll tell you what, in just about 2 or 3 minutes, I'm going to ask you a question on the radio that I would ask you if you were sitting in my office, if that's your case. And the answer to the question I'm going to ask, and this is not hyperbole, this could change your life. Because it's a very focusing, powerful question. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to do this hour, this half hour, because of the celebration of this season, is invite some of you to come and share with me and with our team and with our listeners when you feel most loved and respected in your marriage and your relationship, when it's working well, what have you learned, something positive you can share with someone who's struggling today, because we believe in the power of doing one thing. So what's kind of one thing that's going on in your marriage that's making a difference? 888-888-1717. We're at the Intentional Living Center, Intentional Life Media, where we have one passion. That's for you to experience your life, and today to experience your marriage the way God intended. And I have that question for you coming up in just a couple minutes. 888-888-1717. When do you feel that love and respect, that Valentine feeling in your marriage?
Hey, this is AJ living to Topeka, Kansas. I was driving, so I didn't get the whole message, but it's about, do you feel respected by your wife, or do your wife respect you? Anyway, I used to didn't feel respected by my wife. But I realized why, because it was me. So I had to look at the man in the mirror and get him right first, you know what I'm saying? And once I did that, everything else fell in order, because I was like, wasn't practicing what I was preaching. And I was saying one thing and living another. But once I came back to the truth of who God had called me to be and getting on my sins, I seen with my wife not only just started respecting me, but she started believing in me. And that was one of the things that I told her, that the reason I done some of the things that I done, not to justify, but I just never felt that she believed, or believed in me. So anyway, God bless y'all. But keep up the good work.
There's a transformation right there, folks. There's a transformation. AJ, you went from being a jerk in your marriage, come on, let's just say what it is, to saying, hey, it was me. And as I changed, and he explained why he felt that way, but he said, I'm still taking responsibility for myself. Everything changed. You all in your marriage, if you're not experiencing a Valentine happiness today in your marriage, the season of Valentine's, there's a reason for it. You did at some point, I bet. Here's the question. In counseling, we kind of refer to this as the magic or the miracle question. The question is this. Imagine this overnight last night, while you were sleeping, God did a miracle in your life and your marriage. And whatever it is you're feeling and what you're hoping for, man, it was a miracle, and God healed the whole thing, and you're just where you wanted to be and what you desire more than anything today. Here's the question. What would be different that I could see in your life? What would be different today if I saw that? And I'll tell you why that question is powerful. Maybe you want to answer it. I don't know. You're welcome to join in, and we'll help you think that through. Others joining to tell us when you feel most most loved and respected in your marriage. Love to hear from you. 888-888-1717 is my number. We're here at the Intentional Living Center, where we have one commitment, as I've mentioned, that's to help you experience life the way God intended. All right, let's go to Jerry in Kansas. Jerry, what'd you want to share today?
Well, Randy, I just lost my beautiful wife in January after 63 years and 2 months of marriage.
Wow.
4 months. And I let it go back to when I was dating her. I had no vehicle and she did. And she was such a nice lady that she would let me drive her vehicle, and she lived down in the South Missouri. And so I would take her home, and then I would walk back to my house 9 miles.
Oh.
And what I'm saying, I did everything I could for her. And then after we got married, I went to service, but she went with me. It wasn't overseas. But anything I could do, I did. I don't know. My grandfather raised me and taught me how to love one another. But we didn't get born again till later in our marriage. But, I mean, in early part of marriage, I guess. But for 30 years, I was on the road back and forth to the house and in sales. But I just want to say anything that anybody can give to their wife, and I always tell them how much they love them. Mm-hmm. And it worked out for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it. 63 years is a pretty good number, my friend.
Yeah.
How are you doing personally now, 63 years?
Yes. You know, there's everything that jumps out at you. You can recognize and remember. And that's good that I still remember the things. You know, I walk through the house. You know, to know what she did for me, as well as the last about 18 months, I was taking care of her pretty good as her caregiver. I wasn't working. But anyway, I'm doing fine. The Lord's blessed me. I mean, I depend on Him, and He gets me through the day. I'm not discouraged. Sometimes I dream of her. But anyway, regardless, everything I could do is for her.
Wow. 9 miles. That's what he said. Yeah, you're thinking, did that guy say he walked nine, he drove her home and then walked 9 miles home? That's what he said. Now he's thinking back 63 years. Maybe it was not quite 9 miles, but whatever it was a long way. Some of us, come on, would we walk 2 miles, a mile, 50 feet for our spouse? Valentine's, right? Card's nice, flowers are pretty, taking out to dinner, that's wonderful. But we need that kind of focus on what thing can I do that's going to show love and respect for my spouse in terms of our relationship every day. If that's not your case and you woke up today and you had a miracle overnight, that was the question too. What would be different? What would I see different in your life? There's a question I'd ask you if you were in the office with me, just behind closed doors. What would be different? Love to hear it. All right, let me get to the phone calls, Jennifer. You ready? Let me go to line one. Diane over in Michigan. How are you, Diane?
Wonderful. How are you?
Terrific. Welcome to the program today. What do you think about this love and respect thing? How's it impacted your marriage?
Well, we almost have 40 years, and we just went to a weekend to remember that family life support.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned that we need to look at ourselves first, and that sometimes when we're feeling miserable, it isn't because of the other person. It's because of something that's hurt us inside.
Yeah.
And we have been starting our mornings since the weekend, which was just last week, with asking the Holy Spirit in to fill our life and praying together and reading. And my husband has been looking at his life and the circumstances that he had when he was growing up and what created the pain in his heart. and I've been doing the same. So what I realized was I looked at relationships very incorrectly. I looked as though my husband was going to help me fix the problem. And really, it's the relationship between me and God that is going to fix my challenges with my husband. And so learning affirming words to give to him instead of becoming this enraged, angry person has been helpful. We've read the Love and Respect book, amazing, giving us a lot of encouragement. And I'm just praising God that we had that experience, and we are so excited about this particular Valentine's Day because we want to give a healed self to each other.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. What'd you say? You've been married how many years? 30? Did you say 30 years?
39 and a half. We'll 40 be years. 40 years in June.
So we can learn after 40 years of marriage.
We
can still learn some stuff.
Absolutely. Right. Yes, we can. And I would have to share that weekend to remember event that Family Life Support was an amazing opening weekend for both of us.
That's
because
fantastic.
We were beginning to feel like roommates instead of married couple.
Yeah, and the worst kind are the ones that move from roommates to prison mates. And sometimes, let's face it, if you're prison mates, you don't turn your back on each other, right? I mean, that's a fact. And some of you in your marriage, you realize even after 30, 40 years, you can learn something new. And one of the things, let me just camp for a moment what Diane said that's really key. She took the focus off of her husband not meeting her expectations. Here's the formula. Whatever expectation you have from your spouse or for your spouse, whenever that thing is not met, it's going to create disappointment in your life. Let me elongate that for me a little bit more. Intention minus expectation creates disappointment as well. Because what happens is you have a good intention or an intention that's positive towards your spouse, and their expectation is different. Their love language is different. Their communication style is different. Their point of expectation is different. And that's going to create disappointment. And so whatever intention isn't met with an expectation creates chaos and confusion. And many of you listening are saying, I don't understand why my spouse is so, you know, upset with me, ticked off with me, when the fact is my intention was good. My intention was good when I tried to correct something or when I tried to offer a suggestion, hello, or something else in your marriage. My intention was good. The expectation was different. And wham, you get whacked, as it were, in the relationship. And so when we can align our intention with our expectations, clarify expectation with your spouse, and this is what Diane learned on the weekend, is, hey, I can't put the expectation on my husband. My relationship was with Christ, and I'm going to modify this a little bit to be more realistic. All right, you can join in. Maybe you want to answer my question. If you woke up today, and wow, the miracle God gave you overnight changed whatever you don't like going on in your life and marriage, What would I see different in you today? Or share with us how Love and Respect made a difference during this Valentine season. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know, when we moved to our new home that we live in now, that was 10 years ago, we moved to our current home, and it was a new way of getting from my house to the studio here to Intentional Living Center. And there were about four or five different routes that I could take. And so I sort of experimented with one on day one. And, you know, number two day, I took another route and another route, kind of looking at which one was going to be the easiest and fastest and require the least amount of fuel and so on.
And then I made a decision of which route I liked, and I've never changed it. For 10 years, I've driven the same route every day. Every day. I don't get in the car in the morning and make a decision. I don't think about it. I just go. That's the way God's wired us. If we had to make decisions about every little thing we do during the day, that would be an overload for us. And so habits are decisions, frankly, that have been made easy in our life. There was some point where we made a decision and then it became a habit. And sometimes it's, you know, as simple as what route we take to work, but other times it can be a habit that can be destructive in our life.
Wow, that's so true. That's an excerpt from my masterclass teaching this month for our members on habits and how they work and how God is the creator of habits in our life that could be very positive. And boy, I'll tell you, when we allow habits to run our lives, because the habit doesn't care about you. Let's just be really frank. Your habits don't care about you. Either you're going to control them or they're going to control you. But I have to chuckle about that one, the habit of, and it's true, I have a certain, and I'm a kind of a patterned person, so I have a way of coming here, and what's happened over these last number of years living where we do, the street I have to cross has increased from being kind of a sleepy street to a busy street, really busy. So my wife has learned to go another direction that's a lot safer and better, and every time... Oh, I'm giving you insight now into our marriage here. Whenever I'm driving and I go this way, I can see her thinking, you know, you'd be a lot smarter to go the other way and you wouldn't have to face this traffic and all the frustration of getting across the street. And she's right, by the way. And I told her, you know, I'm just so used to it. I can't change the pattern after all these years. And the good, you know, that we laugh about that, but some of us, come on, we got habits that we've developed that are just ripping at us. You may have some habits in your marriage that are just destroying the fabric of your relationship. I mean, dumb things you say and do or don't do, and your intention might be good, but you realize, hey, this is wearing away at the edge of my marriage, and maybe you've even been told that. Or you're feeling that, and you don't know how to communicate it. This is a big deal. Talking about habits for a minute, either the habits are going to control you or you're going to control your habits. The habits overtake your life. 50% of what we do every day is habitual. We don't even think about it. And when I say our habits don't care about us, you think about it. Your habit doesn't give a rip if you don't take care of your body, if you got a bad habit with your body. It doesn't care. The habit doesn't stop and say, well, no, you really shouldn't drink that or eat that or do that. If the habit is there, the desire is going to be fed more than the wisdom of the habit. And so developing habits, even the Bible says, hey, take captive, develop a habit of taking captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. Some of us have stinking thinking when it comes to the habits that we put into our heads. And you developed a long time ago, and the patterns are just, you know, they're just ripping at the fabric of your relationship, of your mind, of your thinking, of your peace. And so this lesson is a really powerful, practical 10 steps to really taking control of habits for God's glory. It's on our member exclusive site at our website at theintentionallife.com. And I want to give a personal invitation to you today to come and help us, work with us, be a part of the Intentional Living Ministry in support of what we do. We're listener supported. It's within the ministry of Family Life Radio and Intentional Life Media, but we're funded with our own budget, and your monthly support is huge. $1 a day is going to go a long way. So pray about it and come and join us. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. All right, let me get to the calls. Michelle, you're next in Michigan. How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's your thought on this love and respect and Valentine's season?
Well, I just had to call and say that I feel loved and respected every day by my husband. I truly have a man of God. It was very nice for us to come together and share that part of our relationship, and it is what has kept us through everything that we've been through.
When do you feel most loved and respected? Specifically, what is there some time of day or some event, or what is
just,
it?
Every It's like every day he lets me know. He always kisses me goodbye and hugs me and tells me he loves me. And every night when he comes home, he does the same. And it's just the little things that he does for me that lets me know how much he respects me and cares for me.
Fantastic. How many years married?
19.
19 years. Congratulations. Celebrate. Enjoy Valentine's. Thank you, Michelle. It's not the big things. Listen, you can go out and buy those expensive rings. Or you can spend a lot of money on Valentine's. I don't know how much is being spent this season on Valentine's, but I bet you it's like in the billions in the United States. And it's a high for a weekend, but the reality is we need to have an attitude, a daily. Intentional living is about every day. And Michelle just said, hey, this guy I'm married to, he just showed me the little things every day that he loves me. It's huge. Okay, Karen, you're next in Michigan. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Go right ahead. What do you want to add on this love and respect?
Well, I just want to, I'll try to make this brief. My husband always tells me I talk too much, and he's right. I admit to that. I talk too much. But we've been married 48 years. And when we first got married, sometimes things, they seem so different when you're married. And we kind of did some nitpicking. Mm. We don't do that anymore. For 25 years, we have been like two peas in a pod. And we have developed 5 rules of living.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay. Rule number 1. God comes first, period. No excuses, no putting off. I don't care what you have to do. God comes first.
That's good. Number 2.
Wake up in the morning, prayers come first, and everything else that follows. Number 2, we put our children and grandchildren before our needs. Even if the grandchildren are grown, sometimes they need our help.
Yeah.
When it comes to wisdom.
Yeah. Let me just say something. I just left my home to come to the studio here, and before I did, my grandson called from Africa, you know, on the FaceTime deal, and you know, when that happens, everything in the house stops. Right when the grandkids call. Okay, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk to the grandkids to hear about their, and then on this app they're on, they got these little funny faces they can make with it. Have you seen that where they can add, and they got their noses and they're funny. And I'm thinking, hey, what's going on? But anyway, we have a great time because, hey, family is important. All right. Number 3.
Number 3 is we put each other next.
All right.
After we put God first and our grandchildren, the children next, then we turn to each other and we respect each other. Mm-hmm. We talk to each other.
It's good.
Number
4.
It's been amazing 48 years. Number 4 is never go to bed without telling your mate, your spouse, that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're separated for the night or you're visiting one of you is visiting your relatives or this or that, never go to bed without saying good night, I love you.
Yeah, you know, like the Bible says, and then we're not even to the extent of talking about wrath, but you know, don't go to bed with wrath. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And many couples build up, and it might not be an explosive wrath, but you just have that undercurrent. And settling the day before the day gets settled is a healthy thing. Very powerful. All right, number 5.
Okay, number 5, it's kind of the way to answer what you just said. Now, this is going to sound weird and strange, but many years ago, they used to do what was called giving somebody a raspberry.
Yeah.
Do you know what that meant?
You explain.
Okay. You take your tongue and you go You're laughing, aren't you?
Yeah. So you give your husband a raspberry every day. Is that what you're trying? Are you trying to tell me after 48 years of marriage, that's how you end your day?
No, not the raspberry.
Okay. All right.
I hug, kisses, and whatever we feel like.
All right, I got 30 seconds. What's number five? I want to hear it.
Okay, number five is the raspberry. If you feel like you're going to get to a disagreement with your mate, you take and you look at each other, and after 48 years, we both know what we're going to do. We look at each other and we go, not close enough to actually spit on them, but see, it makes us laugh.
just like it made me laugh.
You can argue when you're laughing.
Absolutely. We need to have a cheerful attitude, doeth good like a medicine, the Bible says. All right, Karen, you got it in. Well, I got all five in. I wanted to make sure we had them in before we wrapped it up. I tell you what, today is your this season of Valentine's. I hope you say, "Well, I forgot." Here it is. You know what? This thought of positive towards your spouse, whatever we're going on in your marriage, it should be a Valentine kind of attitude year round, right? And so, a card is nice. Yep, flowers are nice. That's good. Going out to dinner, yeah, that's fantastic. I'm sure she's saying thank you. But the reality is, every day having that attitude that says, "I love you." Man, you want to read more about this? It's in the Bible. It's in the book of Ephesians. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, respect your husbands. And if that ain't going on in your marriage, why? And we're here at Intentional Living to help you figure that out, giving you some advice, some counsel, some things today. I tell you what, we're wrapping up this show, but we're going to stay here in the studio and just kind of record the same thing that we can air on a future show, which I think is going to air coming up tomorrow. So if you would like to join us, love and respect, how does it work in your marriage? When do you feel most loved, most respected during this season and year round? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. We've got some great calls ready to go. 888-888-1717. A huge thank you to those of you who've been supporting the ministry and being a part of our ministry most recently. We want to give a shout out to Phil. Thank you for joining us. Pamela in St. John's, Michigan. Michelle in Surprise, Arizona. Thank you. And here's Melanie in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Thanks to each of you for being a part of the ministry. God bless you. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. And we remain a ministry of Intentional Life Media.